喂，啥喂
？This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your holy way spoken.
Today is the Bible Sunday, where we give thanks to God in His, because of His scriptures. On earth, when we have got invitation to a party, we have to prepare a gift, in present, money or something else, just to give to the one who's making that party.But in here, we have got invitation from our celestial Father, God the Father, who is inviting us, telling us, come. Even though you have got no money, come. Eat and drink for free. Eat for free. I'm not asking you to bring your gift. No, because I've got everything. But I'm inviting you, come to that invitation.God is inviting us to His salvation. And His salvation is extended freely to His people and to all the nations. The gate stands wide in welcome to all of those who respond to that invitation. He's calling us for salvation.The word of God every day calls us to repent. Why? To have salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. And here, God, the creator, the maker of everything, is comparing His word to the word that the rain and snow does on earth. We know how vital is water in our life.In our industries, in our body, we may say that our human body is constituted with 3/4 of water. Everywhere we need water in our life. And God Himself is comparing His word to the work that water does on earth in our life. But we have now to ask, what is God's word then?Is it a person? Is it a thing? Or what is God's word? Now, to support that, we have to read the scriptures. You're going to bear with me because I will make a lot of reading here. We go to John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, and verses 14. Listen what the scripture is telling us.And what is the word of God? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all people.The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. How come that word came to live among us? When we go down, verses 14, he said this, John chapter 1. The word became flesh and is dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word was made flesh and lived among us, Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem. We have heard in the song, we have the gospel to share. He was with God, he came down, became flesh to save us. God himself among us in Jesus Christ. And why? So God has to send his Son to dwell among us. Why is it? We read again John chapter 3, verses 16. What he say? What is it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God sent Jesus Christ to give us eternal life. So he so loved. The love of God is above everything, all things. We were working in a way, the way where we every time we were stumbling against what was on our road. We left the right road where God invited us, but we took our own road. God came here at the crossroad. He called us in Jesus Christ. Come here. Where are you going? Salvation is here. God sent his Son to save us from our sins, so we may have eternal life. And as God sent his Son, did everybody accept him in their life? Let's read the scripture. What does it tell us when Jesus came? We go back to John chapter 1, verses 11. What he said. He came to that which was his own. He came to that what was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Yes, he came, but he was not welcome among all of them. Not everybody received him. There was argument everywhere. When he was preaching, when he's doing miracles, there were a group of people, Pharisees, Sadducees, who every time stand on his way, and they didn't like what he'd been telling them. He came among his people, but they refused to receive him. But to those who received him, he gave the right to be the children of God. Like we are here. Why are we sitting here? We are not coming to the invitation of a person, but we are coming to the invitation of God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ. The Pharisees were prodded on the scriptures. They've been saying, we follow the rule of the law of Father Moses. He wrote the law for us, we have to follow. They were under the law. But Jesus Christ, what he said, do not think that I came to destroy the law, but I came to accomplish the law. Your father tells you, don't kill. But me, I'm telling you, if someone gets angry to another one, that one shall be judged. You reading the law, you prodding on the scripture yourself, but you don't practice them. You are so like someone who look himself at the mirror and after all forgot what he is. It is not wrong to look at the scriptures, but how you're going to practice them? Every time Jesus was treating them like hypocrites, they tried to make full of scriptures in people's head, but themselves, they didn't observe that. But at some one extent, the Jews was right. Why? Jesus was giving a lot of claims. When he say, he and God is equal. He knows God's plans for men. He has got the authority to judge people, living and dead. What he's doing is not his, but it's coming from his Father. Hang on. Who this man is giving all this claim? The man who is claiming that should be mad or bad or is God. Jews have been wondering what support should Jesus give just to confirm what he's been saying, that he came from God and what he's doing is in the authority of God. He's doing what is not his will but is his Father's will. What support? Jews, they have been always looking for evidence. Testimony. Show us testimony. What sign are you going to give us for us to believe that yes, you are the Son of God. You are God sent in his earth to free people. Who gave you the authority to talk about God? How can you make your own the Son of God? But Jesus has got support. Support this evidence. Jesus, the first testimony, he got it from his Father. We're going to read the scriptures. Matthew 3. Matthew chapter 3, verses 17. What he said. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased." His Father confirmed that. That is his Son. The second one is the testimony from John the Baptist. There we go to read Mark. Mark chapter 7, verses 8. Mark chapter 1, verses 7 to 8. What he said. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the tongue of whose sandal I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. From John the Baptist. Even when we go further, at the transfiguration, we're going to Peter. Jesus took Peter, John and James. They went to the mountain where he was speaking to Elijah and Moses. A voice came from heaven. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Jesus didn't get this testimony from human being, but from the one who sent him and from the messenger that God sent in front of him to prepare his way, to welcome him among us. And there is another testimony from Moses who wrote about Jesus Christ. The Jews were proud of themselves on the scriptures, saying our father Moses said this. But really, they believed in Moses. If they accepted or they believed in Moses, they would know that Moses were talking about Jesus Christ from the beginning. When we see Moses in Egypt, set free the people of Israel. Go with them through the desert to the promised land. This is our story as a Christian. Moses is the figure of Jesus Christ, taking us from our bondage of slavery, bondage of sin, and going to the Father's house, our salvation. And how he did that? He bore upon him our sins and died on the cross. After 3 days, he rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is praying for us there. He showed us the way from his scripture. Every day his scripture tells us. Show us the way. Not the way of human being, but the way of God. God himself came down to people in the image of Jesus Christ to set us free. Jews have been looking for testimony, evidence. This is what today we are looking for, evidence everywhere. Looking for evidence. People don't come to Jesus because of ignorant or poor understanding. No, because they refuse to come. They refuse to come. Because there are a lot of evidence, understanding of the word of God. They are looking for evidence. When you go across the city, there are people. You know, you want to bring them to God. Evidence. Where is that God? Where is he? When there is suffering in this world, where is he? Where is the God that when we are mourning our loss with this pandemic, where is he? Where is God when people are living in poverty? Where is God when people are living in famine? And we have to ask ourselves, did God create poverty? Did God create famine? God created a wonderful earth, a wonderful planet here for us. On harvest day, Becky delivered a powerful message here. People are doing things in the name of thanks. But where are we going? We jam food. They went to India there to produce food, jam food, to feed those the hungry, to make an end to famine. But what followed next? What they were doing was not to feed people, but they did that for their own business. They started selling that. But the first purpose was to do what? For people were starving. But no, they changed it. They went to do their own business. Where is God? God is among his suffering people. Where is God? When there is famine, poverty. Imagine that God gave us a beautiful planet, the earth to look after. But we are not looking after our earth. People are creating what? Satellites. They are creating what? Rockets to go and explore other planets. Why can't we look after our own planet? They are trying to go elsewhere. Why poor country in this earth, where people are starving, people living poverty, instead that money, billions of dollars or pounds, to look after their people, but they are making what? Rockets for space race. And we are asking ourselves, where is God? God is there. God gave us everything. But see, now we're trying to do things on our own will, and the reason why every time we fail. Instead of God coming in front of us, leading us, but we try to leave God behind. We try to leave his scripture behind. We are only going there, reading them, but what are we doing with them? God is inviting us, people of God, to salvation, to follow Jesus Christ, our model, our leader. That is taking us to our Heavenly Father. God is among us. What is evidence we have to look? The evidence of God is ourselves. People, as we are sitting here, can you imagine I'm speaking. There is a voice coming. Where is the voice within my body? He knows himself. What else are we looking? What evidence or testimony are we looking? Jesus Christ is our testimony. The one who came from God. The one who came to set us free from our bondage of sins. Let's look at him. Because that day, God didn't send his angel, he didn't go on spirit to set us free. When we read in the book of Revelation, we're going to see who is worth to open the book. In heaven and earth, they didn't find anyone except the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who was worthy to open the book and seal it. He came to save us. We have to listen to his word. And he's saying, even the earth will pass through away, but my word will remain the same. What God said is happening. What the Bible said, Jesus Christ said, is happening. He said when they were working with Peter, with his disciples, they said they see the beautiful of the temple. He said, oh Lord, look at this beautiful temple. He said, time has to come. When you want to see stone over stone upon this temple, and it happened. Everything is happening, brothers and sisters. Listen to God. Listen to Jesus Christ, who came to save us for eternal life. And in Psalm 119, he says, your word is the lamp at my feet. It means that your word shines upon our life, daily life. Is directing us in the way to your house. The word of God should be in our life, in our family, in our school, in our business, in our society, in our community, everywhere. We have to bring the word of God, the word of salvation, to bring our brother who are lost in his way, and to trust God that is the only one who can save us. In everything we are suffering, we are going through, and his word is there to save us and bring us peace. Amen.